on the bottom of Chav Tesamarav. Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shecholios B'Shabbos, Korim B'Parsha Shkolim. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos itself, then you read Parsha Shkolim. And the Gemara will discuss what is Parsha Shkolim. And also, does that mean you read a Maftir, or you read the whole Sedra, Parsha Shkolim? Just keep reading it over. Cholios B'Socha Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh falls on a weekday, then the Shabbos before, Magdimim L'Shovar, then you read Parsha Shkolim, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. U'matzikim L'Shabbos Acheres, the next Shabbos is a Hafsaka, you don't read any of the special Parshios. B'Shniya, the Shabbos after that is Parsha Zohar. B'Shlishis, the one after that is Paraduma. And B'Ravi is HaChodesh HaZelochem. And the fourth Shabbos is HaChodesh HaZelochem. There's one Hafsaka between Shkolim and Zohar. And then B'Chamishis, the next Shabbos, Chozen L'Kesidron, you go back to the normal, either Haftoras, Maftor and Haftoras, or you go back to the normal Kriyas HaTorah. L'chol matzikim b'Rosh Chodashim, b'Chanukah, b'Purim, b'Taniyos, v'Amados, v'Yom HaKippurim. And you do the same thing, you say special either Haftoras or special Kriyas HaTorah on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Taniyos, Mamados, and Yom Kippur. And if it's talking about the Haftorah, so then it should have said all the other Yomim Tovim too, the Yomim Tovim, the Golim. But it's talking about the Haftorah, then it's talking specifically about Maftir on Yom Kippur Mincha time, not Shachris. Shachris is obvious that you say a different Kriyas HaTorah for Sholosh Regalim or whatever. These things are Chidusha. Yom Kippur Mincha is also a Chiddush. So if it is as we do, Maftir and Haftorah only, we don't change the Sedra, then Yom Kippur fits in better. Yom Kippur is Mincha Yom Kippur. Okay. Rashi, Korin Parshish Shkolim, Lo Diashi Aviu Shiklehem Ba'ador, in order that to let people know, since Rosh Chodesh Adar is a month before Nisan, and you have to bring like Kadesh Yakrivu Be'echad Benisan Mitruma Chadosh Kramim Bigmar, you have to have the Shkolim there by Echad Benisan, so they can buy the Karbanos from the new Shkolim. So you need a month to prepare. Matzikim L'Shabbos Haba. Milomar Parsha Shnia. You don't say Parsha Zohar that next week. They should tikra Parsha Zohar b'Shabbos Hasmucha l'Purim. In order that Parsha Zohar should be the Shabbos immediately before Purim. Lismot Mechias Hamolik leMechias Haman. Paraduma laHazaris Yisrael Tayer sheYasu Pischem b'Tahara. The Parsha Paraduma precedes Rosh Chodesh Nisan 2 weeks in order to be Mazer Klal Yisrael to be Matayer themselves so should be able to bring Korban Pesach. Brevius Achodesh Azelachem, Shesham Parshas HaPesach, and the Shabbos immediately before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right, or when it coincides with Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you read what's it called Achodesh Azelachem, because there it speaks about Korban Pesach. Uveshas Yerushalmi Garsin and Omer Abchama B'din Hu Sheyikdom Achodesh LaParshas Parah. Really, you should read Parshas Achodesh before Parshas Parah. Shari VeEchad BeNisan Hukam HaMishkan, the second year of Yitzias Mitzrayim, they put up the Mishkan on Echad B'Nisan. The Sheni Lo Nisrach LaParah. The next day they made Paraduma. So the Inyan of what's it called of Hachodesh Hazelachem was before Parshas, before Paraduma. Mipnei Mahikdimua Shi Taharos Mitzal Yisrael. So why does it come before Parshas Hachodesh? Since it's Taharos Mitzal Yisrael, I wanted to put it first. There's a lot of different pshatim what that means. For now, that's enough. You don't read the regular parsha of the that's usual for that day. The Koran Beinyan Moed Mein Hamaora. You read the Inyan of these special days. Chanukah, Purim, whatever. The Mamados. The Koran Bemaisa Bereishis Kidiktoni L'Kamnas Nisan. Right here, Mamados L'Chora. There was no Haftorah, and it's Dafka the Kriyas HaTorah. So it fits in better if we're talking about making a new Kriyas HaTorah, not just a new Maftir and Haftorah. Okay. Tosus also says, according if you hold, the Gemara is going to discuss what it means, the Haftorahs or the Kriyas HaTorah. If you hold it means Kriyas HaTorah, the reason it didn't mention what's it called, Shabbos, doesn't mention Shabbos, right? Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, right? Shabbos and Yom Tov, because those are pretty much obvious. And on the other hand, Yom Kippur, what's it called, it mentioned, and all the other days when there's only three aliyahs it mentioned. On Echad Ba'adar, the Beis Din sends out an announcement concerning that people have to start bringing their shkolim and kilayim, and that there's kilayim growing in the field, people should go and uproot it. The ala kilayim, lakor kilay hazroim and ikorim ben atzvua. This is a time when what you planted in the winter starts to grow, you can see it above ground, and then you should, if you see that there's things growing from the last year's seed or whatever, or wild things that are kilayim, uprooted. Bishvam ala kilayim disman zriyah, it's a time of planting. That doesn't mean what they call, Tosa says, lav dafka disman zriyah, it doesn't mean that's how you plant, it means that's a time that according to when you planted, you'll be able to see what's growing. Ela ala shkolim inol, and how do you know that you already announced the shkolim Rosh Chodesh Adar? Maybe you do it earlier, maybe you do it later. You don't need it till Nisan. Maybe you can announce it 2 weeks before. Omrav Tavi, Omrav Yoshia, Domar Kroa, Zos ola shkodesh bechodsho. Omrav Torah, Chadesh v'havei korba mitruma chadosha. Right? The Torah said that you have to bring chodesh bechodsho, is that you have to bring new money to bring what's it called the korban shiver for the new year from that money that was given specifically for that year. The kivan de benisan boyak ruvei, since in Nisan that's the chodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim, right, and that's the month where you start the new cycle. So mitruma chadasha kadmin and the karinam dechav ador ki heich the lesser shkol and the mikdash. So you need 30 days preparation in order that people should bring their shkol into the mikdash. You announce it 30 days before. Where it says, come on, the low corruption gamliel. Right? We have other places where you prepare for something, and we have a machlokis in Psachim, Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim, how much time you need for preparation. The Chachamim hold 30 days before Pesach, you begin to prepare for Pesach, Shoal and the Dorshin. And the Rav Shimon Gamliel holds 2 weeks. And he learns it from Sukkim, that Moshe Rabbeinu started on Rosh Chodesh to be mazer them according to Pesach, which was 2 weeks later. Right, the Ira Mishim Gamliel Ha'omer Shtei Shabbosos. Rabbi Mishim Gamliel says you only need 2 weeks preparation. The Tanya Shoalim Behilchos HaPesach Kodom Pesach Shloshim Yom. Right, you begin to prepare by asking and darshening the halachos of Pesach 30 days before Pesach. Some say it doesn't mean that you have to dafka start talking about it, but anybody who asks a shaila in the Beis Medrash concerning Pesach within 30 days, even if it's not the thing that they're learning, is considered pertinent. And if you stop, you ask a question, there's no shaykhis, right? You ask about sukkahs in the middle of Hanukkah, so it's not pertinent. So you don't answer that first, you answer the more pertinent questions first. But from 30 days before Pesach, if somebody asks a kasha about Pesach, it's considered relevant and you answer it first. Rav Shim Gamliel Omer Shtei Shabbosos. Rav Shim Gamliel says 2 weeks. And there's also a shaila whether this halacha applies only to Pesach, because it has so many halachas, or it applies to Sukkot too, and even if it applies to Shavuos 30 days before, or just Pesach, if Pesach has a lot of halachas. Where it says afilu tam Rav Shim Gamliel. No, you could even say that our Mishnah goes like Rav Shim Gamliel, and Shkolim is different. Even the Omer Mar Bechamisha Asur Bo Shulchanos Yoshim BeMedina Uvechav Hey Yoshim BeMikdash. Since they said that the 15th day already they start the money changers to give out shkolim or half shkolim to what are called in the Medina, right, in Yerushalayim itself, and or according to the Rambam everywhere outside Yerushalayim is called a Medina. And on the 25th of Adar they start with money changers in the Mikdash itself, Mikdash meaning Yerushalayim according to the Rambam, and according to others it means only Har Habayis. And in Yerushalayim goes together with Medina. So Mishum Shulchanos Kadminan Vikarinan. So 2 weeks before they get the money changers, that's when you start to read. Not 2 weeks before the deadline of the Shkolim, 2 weeks before we get the money changers. Why are the money changers so 2 weeks before we can understand then why the money changers? Because 2 weeks is a time of preparation. But why dafka on the 25th in the Mikdash? So some say because you need a minimum of 4 days of bikur for a korban sibur. So they had to already get the new korbanos from the new thing at least 4 days before Nisan, which puts it to what's it called, if Adar is a chaser, sometimes it was then, so you have what's it called, 29 days, 4 days before is the 26th, right, in order to do it on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And 1 day you needed to get the things and buy the carbon, so the 25th, they said. Others say 25th is special because it was the day of Bria Sa'olam, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that the world is created in Nisan. It really was created on the 25th day of Adar, and Adam HaRishon was created, just like if you hold in Tishrei, Adam HaRishon was created Aleph Tishrei, and the world was created Chaf Hei Elul. So therefore, Kadminim Korinim, Rashi. Chodesh b'chod shol d'chod she'ashona, kol hani chadoshim lomeli, there's too many chodshim over here, right? Chodesh b'chod shol d'chod she'ashona, elo amra Torah, yesh lecha chodesh, she'ata tzorich l'chad shol, v'havos olos t'midim, u'musof mitum chadosha. There's a month, which is the month of Nisan, where you have to start a new cycle of korbanos and bring it from new money. V'zehu Nisan, k'ramrinim b'rosh Hashanah. K'ramrinim shana shana min Nisan. The Siv Rishon Lu Lachem B'chad She Hashana. And over here, right, Zos Olas Chodesh B'chad Sho. B'chad She Hashana, we learn Hashana, Hashana, that this is talking about Nisan, the cycle starts in Nisan. K'man Mekadmin and Kulei Hai, the Lok Rav Shimon Gamliel. Who says you need to prepare 30 days and not just 2 weeks? That's not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. B'tesla Ba'adar Shulchanos Bali Matbeos Ha'machaltim Shiklei Kesev B'prutos. People who, money changers, that they change and give you a shekel for prutos which are nechoshes. Yoshev Niktash, who simen shekvar korav zman litro mesalishka, yisholesh kupos. So 5 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's a sign that they already put up the money changers in the Mikdash to what's it called, to let you know that the time is coming very close to be toting the original what's it called trumas alishka. The immoral, you have people will rush to bring the last minute things. On that day, they start already to force people to give their shekel and to take mashkonos from them the people who haven't given till then. So since the money changers set up their tables on the 15th of Adar, so 2 weeks before that, it's Rosh Chodesh Adar, the time of the Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Rabbanim Perakam of Pesachim. Why Rav Shimon Gamliel holds in general it's 2 weeks, and the Rabbanan hold a month, the Gemara learns from Sukkim and Psachim. Time up, we didn't get it. My Parsha Shkolim. What is Parsha Shkolim? Rav Omar Tzav es b'nei Yisrael v'omar toleihem es korboni lachmi. Rav holds Parsha Shkolim is what we read on Rosh Chodesh. Right? Parsha Satomid, where it says, Olas Chodesh b'chad sholachad sh'ashonah, where we learn this halacha. Shmuel Amar Kisisa, where it speaks about giving shkolim. Bishlam Alamad Yomar Kisisa, Hainu Dekorli Parsha Shkolim, Dechsibe Shkolim. It says, what's it called, the Vikhulahem Truma Meskolis, Zazosa Truma Shatikumitam, Zobaches, no, Kisisa, the Nosnu Ishkofer Navsho, right? And it says over there, Shekel, the Shekel, I call this Esrim Gera Shekel, right? It says, Mefere Shkolim. Elamad Yomar Es Korboni Lachni, right? Hocha midi shkolim ksive? Hosha? Lamaisa, what's it called? What does it say? It's anything about shkolim over there. We darshan from there this drasha. Mercy's in. Time of Micah the Rav Tovi. The reason you bring shkolim is because it says, chod shi ashorim, right? What's it called? Zosol as chodesh, the chod shol, the chod shi ashorim. And from there we learn that you have to be mechadish with new shkolim in the new cycle. So therefore, it's as if it spoke about shkolim. The Gemara says, "Bishlam l'man yomer tzavus b'nei Yisrael mishum dechside korbanos hasa." Right? To the Rav Tavi. Right? Okay. If one who says that we read tzavus b'nei Yisrael, so it's talking about shkolim for the korbanos. But el l'man yomer kitisa korbanos miksiva shkolim ladonim ksiva. Over there, it's talking about the truma of shkolim for the mishkan, which they used to build the adonim, the sockets for the. Amudim at the what are they called? The not Amudim, huh? the kroshim of the mishkan, right, the kroshim of the mishkan. So that has nothing to do with the korbanos. So Mar says, no, kiritani Rav Yosef, shalosh trumos hein. Over there in Parshas Truma and in Kisisa, there were three different trumas that were made. Shel mizbeach le mizbeach, the shel adonim la adonim, the shel bedek habayis le bedek habayis. Three trumas. Two of them were shkalim, and one was whatever you wanted to bring. One was for the materials of the mishkan, that everybody brought what they wanted. Then there was a half shekel that they gave, that the silver was made into the adonim, the sockets for the kroshim. And the other one was for the korbanos, that they brought a half shekel for the new, for the korbanos, what's it called, the first time that they were going to bring korbanos sibur, came from those half shekels. And from then on, every year, they were mechadashim. So, Enochanami, even though in Kisisa, it only mentions the shkalim for the adonim, it hints to the other shkalim also, the three different trumos, two of them being shkalim. Where it says, Bishlam alaman diomer kitisa, Hainu de Shani. Hai Rosh Chodesh Mishar Rosh Chodesh. Right, if you read Kisisa, so it's different than every Rosh Chodesh. Because every Rosh Chodesh we read, Zosolas Chodesh Bechadisho, right? Shabbos Bnei Israel. So this Rosh Chodesh, falls, Shabbos, what's it called? Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos. Instead of reading Shabbos Bnei Israel, like we read on a regular Rosh Chodesh for the Master, we read Kisisa. So it's different. Eleman Yomer Tzavet says Korboni my Shani. Right, what's the difference? We read the same exact thing we read every Rosh Chodesh for Master. Or says Shani, the Ilu Rosh Chodeshim Karu Shisa Bin Yonah Diyoma V'chad Bid Rosh Chodesh. The Ilu Ha'ed Nakula Bid Rosh Chodesh. So here this man Yomer holds that it's not that you change the Master on the Arba Parshios. You change the whole Kriya Satorah. The whole Kriya Satorah is Bin Yonah Shkodeh. Now, Lechorah, there's not seven aliyahs, so you just keep reading it over, just like we do on Chol HaMoed over here on Sukkot. You read the same thing over four times. Four aliyahs, same thing. So there too, you read the same thing, or split it up, seven times. That's only good according to the Man D'Omer who says that you're matzik for the Arba Parshios, and you read a different Kriya Satorah for those 4 weeks. Not just a different master like we do, but a different Kriya Satorah. Eleman Yomer Seder Haftorah Suchozer, like we do, like is the halacha, right? That we only change the Haftorahs, not the Kriya Satorah. Uparsha the Yoma Karina, and we read the regular Sedra, right? Read the regular Sedra. May Shani, so there's no difference. Every Rosh Chodesh, we read from Master, if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, we read the Master, Shabbos Ben Israel. And this Rosh Chodesh, we also read Shabbos Bnei Israel. We read Rav Yom HaShabbos, but in any case. Mar says, Shani, De'ilu Rosh HaChadoshim Karu Shisa Bin Yonah Diyoma V'chad Kori B'de Rosh Chodesh. Right. Six people read in Yonah Diyoma, and one reads on Rosh Chodesh, which is not what we do. It's Shvi is Rosh Chodesh. De'ilu Ha'idna Karu Tauta Bin Yonah Diyoma the Arba Kori B'de Rosh Chodesh. Three read the, what's it called, the regular, and four read in Rosh Chodesh. The last four aliyahs are all Rosh Chodesh. We'll see 1 second the Gemara is going to ask on that. That would be the way. The reason Gemara says six, because really, we had a machlokas before, whether Master is Ola Laminyan Shiva or not. You need Master to be the eighth, or he could be the seventh. So since he could be the seventh, that's what you do. You read six, and then Master, which could be the seventh, is the, what's it called, is this. And a Chanami, it could be, you don't have to have, you could have eight. And you could have seven aliyahs aside from Master. But minimal, six people read the regular Sedra, and the seventh one is the Master. Okay. Rashi. Okay. Taima Kirabtavi. Taima Mai Mashin and Shkolim Ba'adar. Why do we bring Shkolim in Adar? In order to be ready for Nisan to bring the Karbanos from the new Truma. And that mitzvah is written in Shabbos Bnei Israel, Olas Chodesh B'Chodesh. Shkolim Ladonim Ksive, Lechora, the shkolim that are mentioned in Kisisa are the shkolim that were used for making the sockets for the kroshim. Kirchsiv, Lokakras Kesef HaKipurim, Vinosato Soal Avodas Oel Moed, Vehein HaShkolim Shenasum Em Adnei HaMishkan, as it says in Pekudei. Tidichsi, the Kesef Pekudei Ho'eda, by Yehi Ma'ash Kikor HaKesef, Lotzekes, is Adnei HaKodesh, the Therish. They use them to make the sockets. So Mar says, no. Really, there were, even though it only mentions that openly, but it hints, in Parshas Truma, it says Truma three times. We learn from that there were three different Trumas. Two of them were Shkolim, and half Shkolim, and one of them was materials, whatever you wanted to bring. Shalosh Trumos Nemusha. Matza Shekel Truma Lashem, Yitain Truma Sashem, Losesis Truma Sashem. Truma Sva Adonim, Hoysel Adonim. So half, one Truma of half Shkolim went for the Adonim. Utrumas Mizbeach Lemizbeach, Liknos Mehem Korbonos Sibor Lechol Hashana. The other half Shkolim went to buy Korbonos, and that's the one that we're talking about. Tefsibo Lechapra Nafsho Seichem. And the third one, Zulbedek Abayis, Hilo Haisa Shava Bekulam. That wasn't an equal half shekel for everybody. And Leish Kefinid Vasa, whatever a person wanted to bring, Shenemar, Vayavoh HaNoshim HaNoshim, Kol Nadiv Leib. That was the Zov, Tcheles, Argom, and all the other Zov, Kesem, Choshes, all the things that were the materials for building the Mishkan. That was the third Truma. So Moshe Homi Klaman Yom Reb Pirkin, later on in the Perek, Haidik Toni Masisim B'chamishis Chosim L'Kesidron, that explains the Mishnah that on the fifth week we go back to the normal Kriya. It means Kriya Satora. So then this makes sense. It's a different Kriya Satora. Right? The Seder Parshios Chosim, Shekaru Es Elu, V'Yefsiku Melikros Es Parshios HaShabbos. We didn't read Parshas HaShavuos, and unlike I always say that Parshas HaShavuos is a mistake, it should say Seder HaShavuos or Parshios HaShavuos. Yes, that Rashi for sure doesn't say like that, and the Gemara could be Parshios means the Parshios, but here it says the favor is Parshas HaShavuos. Ikala Meimer Kedomer Ho'idna Kori Kulo B'Rosh Chodesh. Right here, you could say that it's a different. A regular Rosh Chodesh, we only read the Mafter Rosh Chodesh. And here you read the whole Kriyas HaTorah, Rosh Chodesh. El Mandiomar, the Mandiomar says we only change the Master. So what changes there? Rosh Chodesh Adar, that falls on Shabbos, you read the exact same Master that you read on another Rosh Chodesh. Chosmik Hasidim, Seder HaPtoros, Alma HaPtoros Upsik, Wahein, only the HaPtoros, Avaloa Parshios, the Ad Hashto, Havikoru, Nomi, Minyon, Diyoma. So my Shani, what's the difference? Tidrap Tavi, Zos Ola Chodesh Bishkoli Momar. Right, so and also, why is this referred to Shkolim? This Rashi is out of place. Should be before when the Gemara asks the Chora Olas Chodesh Bechatcher doesn't mention Shkolim, but it does indirectly because that's what we learn. You have to bring a new Shkolim. Okay, let's go on. Neisley. So now the Gemara says the difference is if you hold that it's only the if it's what's it called only the Haftorah, so. On when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, you read six aliyahs in the regular Sedra, and the seventh, the Matir, is Rosh Chodesh. But when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, you read three aliyahs in the regular Sedra, and four aliyahs is the what's it called? You split the whole Sedra into three aliyahs, and from Revi and on is you read Tzavos Bnei Yisrael. So Meisei, Moreh Sekasha, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shecholios B'Shabbos, Korin B'Parsha Shkolim, U'Maftirin B'Yehoyoda HaKohen. Right? When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, then you read Parsha Shkolim, and there's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether this whole discussion in the Gemara is only when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, or even if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls during the week and you read the Shabbos before, also there's a Shaila, what you read. Right. Some say everybody holds that if it falls not on Shabbos, right, then you read Parsha Shkolim, what we call Parsha Shkolim, Kisisa. It's only when it falls on Shabbos, and it coincides with Rosh Chodesh. So instead of getting rid of the regular Rosh Chodesh lighting, we are Yotzei both to kill two birds with one stone. But where it doesn't fall on Rosh Chodesh itself, it's a Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, and everybody holds a read Kisisa. And other Rishonim say, no, this discussion is this machlokas is whether it falls on Rosh Chodesh or it falls on regular Shabbos, doesn't make a difference. So Bishvam Alamad Yom Rekisisa Hainu D'Mathirim Be'er Yodah HaKohen, because it's when it mentions Derek HaBayis or whatever, and Kisisa also mentions Derek HaBayis. The Domile the Seed Kesis Nefoshes Erko Elamad Yom Rekis Korbani Lach Nimi Domi, right? Marsha's Domi Kedrop Tavi. But why would we mention a Haftorah that mentions Shkolim in a master that doesn't mention the word shkolim at all. Or it says no, it indirectly mentions shkolim because it says meaning be mechadesh the karbonos from the new shkolim, so indirectly it mentions shkolim. Meishle chol yos b'parsha hasmucha la bein nufaneha bein miachareha. If what's it called parsha's shkolim, which is before Purim, right, fell right next to what's it called Kisisa. Okay, in other words, if the Parsha Shkolim fell either the week before Kisisa or the week after, sometimes in a leap year it could come after, and in a not leap year it could come before, because sometimes Parsha Zohar is Tetzaveh, right, so it could be, it's right around that time.
Comes
right? Yeah, well, the way we have the Seder, it always comes either after or before. No, not directly before. Not directly before. But it's possible that what's it called, that the time when they were Makadosh or Piari or whatever, that it could have come in Mamish right before Kisisa. So, Bein Milfaneh Ben Achareha, Korin Osa, the Koflin Osa. So you read it and you read it again. Right, Rashi, we'll see Rashi here. Chalios Rosh Chodesh Adar b'parsha smuch l'parsha shkolim. Right, if Rosh Chodesh Adar fell out right next to Kisisa, so Koflin also b'Shabbos Shnia, apapishi karua b'rishona. Even though you read Kisisa already, this is talking about a leap year. So you read Kisisa the week before, you read Kisisa again the next week, because it's Parsha Shkolim. And this goes according to Man Yomer that we read the whole Kriya Satorah differently.
So do you Shnayim Mikra twice also on the same Parsha?
No, because you don't have to do Shnayim Mikra on the Muladim, because you do it when you read regular. You never do.
That's what they say in Shabbos.
You never do Shnayim Mikra for Muladim.
Are we talking when it's not on Shabbos even? I thought we were talking when it's on Shabbos.
It doesn't make a difference. You're reading it special. You read it again. Kisisa regular, just like every time that you change a kriya. Yom Tov falls on Shabbos. You read a special kriya. You don't have to do Shnayim Mikra for that because you'll get it when it comes out the regular time. Okay. So what's it called? Simara says that even if Kisisa precedes Parsha Shkolim or is after Parsha Shkolim, so you read what's it called Parsha Shkolim the week before, the week after. And even though you're reading the same Seder twice, Samara says, "Vishlam leman yomer kisisa hainu misrami bahuzim." That's possible to have kisisa fall right around Parsha Shkolim. That's around the time that it does. Those are the parshios, right? That are around that time. From Mishpatim on, Mishpatim is usually Parsha Shkolim. But from Mishpatim on, depending if it's a leap year or not, right? Mishpatim Truma Tetzaveh Kisisa, it's possible that you're going to read Parsha Shkolim around Kisisa, right? Elamad Yomer Tetzaveh Korboni Mimis Rami Bahu Zimna. You don't read as Korboni Lachmi in the regular Sedra in that's in Pinchas. That's in the summer. That's Tammuz time. That's right before Shivasa Tammuz. Never falls out in the winter. Where it says in with Neymar Rava, the masculine, the rice of the clash on him. This works out according to the minig of Eretz Yisrael, where they didn't read the Torah and finish it every year and split it into 54 parashas like we have. But they read the Torah and finished it every 3 years, and they split every parasha into three parts. So therefore, it's possible in the 3 year cycle that it'll come out that parashas Pinchas will be around Purim time. Tanya Kavasa de Shmuel, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shecholios B'Shabbos. Right, there's a brisa like Shmuel. Right, Shmuel was the one who said. Shmuel says Kisisa, right, and Rav said Shabbos Bnei Israel. Okay, so Tanya Kavasa de Shmuel that it's Kisisa. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shecholios B'Shabbos. Korin Kitisa. Fair. You read Kitisa Umastirin Bo Yada Kohen. And then it's machlokus later on whether kitisa means you read that for the sedra or you read that for the haftor for the master. Omrav Yitzchak Nascha Rosh Chodesh Adar Shecholios B'Shabbos Motziin Shalosh Toros the Korin Bohen Echad Binyan Shalom. on Rosh Chodesh Adar that fell on Shabbos, and this goes according to Man Yomer, says we read the regular Sedra and only change the Haftorah, the Masker. So Rosh Chodesh Adar that fell on Shabbos, you take out three Torahs. The Korib went Echad bin Yom Shalom. The first one you read, the what's it called? The Sedra. The Echad b'Shal Rosh Chodesh. The second one you read for Rosh Chodesh. The Echad b'Chitisa. And the third one you read, Kitisa Parshish Kolim. So you read six Aliyahs with what's it called? The regular Sedra. The seventh Aliyah is Rosh Chodesh. And Maftar is what's it called? Is a Shkolim. That's how we do it. V'om Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Rosh Chodesh Teves Shecholios B'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Teves is Hanukkah. It's also Rosh Chodesh. So when Rosh Chodesh Teves falls on Shabbos, you have to read the regular Sedra, you have to read Rosh Chodesh, and you have to read for Hanukkah. So you take out three Torahs, Mithi and Sholosh Torahs. The Korin, the question, why over here it says, before it said Motzi and Sholosh Sifrei Torah, here it says Mithi and Sholosh Torahs. It doesn't say Motzi. Here it says Mithi and there it says Motzi. So you bring three Sifrei Torah, the Korin Bohen, Echad bin Yonah Shalom, first one you read the Sedra, which is either Vayeshev or Miketz. The Echad bin Rosh Chodesh, and one you read the seventh Aliyah is Rosh Chodesh. The Echad bin Chanukah, and the Maftar is Chanukah. Utzricha. And you need both of these cases, because it's the same case. We have a special Maftar on Chanukah, and a special Maftar on Shkolim. Just like over there, and it falls on Shabbos, you also have Rosh Chodesh. So why wasn't it necessary to say both of these? Say one, I'll know the other one automatically. Utzricha, you need both. Di'it mar b'ha, b'ha kom Rabbi Yitzchak, ava b'hach k'rat svarale, domar parsha shkolim es korban ilachmi, uvishtei toro sogi. Like a mashmalon, right? You need both. Why? Because if it just said what happens on Chanukah, I would say that's Chanukah when you have three different kriyas. But maybe Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha holds like Rav, that on Parsha Shkolim you read what you read normally on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore you only take out two Torahs, and you yotzei Rosh Chodesh and Shkolim from the same Torah. But Mashmalon, that he holds like Shmuel, that you need a third Sefer Torah, because you don't read the same thing that you read for Rosh Chodesh, you read what's it called, Parshas Kisisa. So Mordechai says, okay, that's why you need to tell me you have three Sefer Torah on Rosh Chodesh Adar, even though you told me about Chanukah. But do the opposite. Just tell me what you do on Rosh Chodesh Adar, and I'll know that on Chanukah is the same thing. There's no Shaili. If you need three by Rosh Chodesh Adar, you need three on Chanukah too. The Lei Moha V'lo Boy Hach. Moses Chadam Echlal Chadir to it. Me'enoch Enami. He, what's it called, didn't say both of them openly. He just said the one about Rosh Chodesh Adar, and the other one we inferred. Not that he said both of them. Okay, Rashi. Chalios Rosh Chodesh Adar v'parsha smuch l'parsha shkolim v'kofon oso v'shabbos shniyah v'pi shekoru b'rishon. Even though you read shkolim already, read it again. Where it says Bahuzim the boso perik shal Adar, according to the Man V'Yomru, says that you read Kisisa, it comes out around that time of year, so it's possible to have them one next to the other. But mi misrami v'al parshas Pinchas she smuch l'chodesh Ad, we read Pinchas always in Ad. Where it says the Maskil Raisa, Misaimin Chamisha Chumshim Pamachas Shalashonim. The mini Eretz Yisrael was not to finish the Torah every year, but to divide the Sedras into three, and to finish it every 3 years. The Lobachol Shonim, Kamoshonu Olshim. Right? So they ask, it says that, what's it called, that Ezra was Misaking, that we always read Parshas Klolos before Rosh Hashanah, and Bechukosai before Shavuos. Right? We read Bechukosai 2 weeks before Shavuos, and then there's a Hefsik with Bamidbar, and usually before Nasa we have Shavuos. And like here, we read Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah. There's going to be 1 week Hefsik Nitzavim Vayelech, and then comes Rosh Hashanah. And that was a Takon of Ezra. The Chora, if you split it up into three parts, you never come out, or many times don't come out, that you're going to have the Tochacha in what's it called before Shavuos, and this Tochacha before Rosh Hashanah. So they say one of two things. Either that they argue, and that the Minigan Eretz Yisrael, Ezra didn't make his Takonda for the Minigan of Eretz Yisrael. He made the Takonda for the Minigan of Bavel. That's one possibility. Another possibility is that they didn't read the regular Sedra. Just like you read special Sedras, So 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, they wouldn't read whatever seder they were supposed to read for that week, and they'd read Kisavah as an extra seder, and then they'd read it again when it came up again, just like we do on Yom Tov, right? We read the same parshas that we read regular parsha, except we read it special for the Yom Tov, and that's why you don't have to do Shemayim Mikra, because you're going to do it when it comes up regular. The that's another possibility.
Why couldn't it be that they read both the regular parsha and what the what was supposed to read from the
because since they split it up and they weren't marich for whatever reason, right, it'd be a too much extra thing, so we don't do, just like we don't read the regular sedra on Yom Tov, we read only a Yom Tov sedra. So that's what they did. They substituted this for that. And that was the takon of Ezra. That's if it went on the minig of Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean double?
Like we do.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And then they doubled up parshios or whatever, or read at least 2/3 of the parsha instead of 1/3 of the parsha, whatever.